Hey, good morning. Let's turn to 1 Chronicles, chapter 16. 1 Chronicles 16. And they brought in the ark of God and placed it inside the tent which David had pitched for it, and they offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before God. When David had finished offering the burnt offering and the peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord. And he distributed to everyone of Israel, both man and woman, to everyone a loaf of bread and a portion of meat and a raisin cake. And he appointed some of the Levites as ministers before the ark of the Lord, even to celebrate and to thank and praise the Lord God of Israel. Asaph, the chief, and second to him, Zechariah, then Jael, Shemarmoth, Jehiel, Mattathiah, Eliah, Benaniah, Obed-Edom, and Jael, with musical instruments, harps, lyres. Also Asaph played loud something, played loud sounding cymbals. And Benaniah and Jahaziel, the priests, blew trumpets continually before the ark of the covenant of God. Then on that day, David first assigned Asaph and his relatives to give thanks to the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing praises to him, speak of all his wonders, glory in his holy name. Let the heart of those who seek the Lord be glad. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. Remember his wonderful deeds which he has done, his marvels and the judgments from his mouth. O seed of Israel, his servant, sons of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Remember his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, the covenant which he made with Abraham and his oath to Isaac. He also confirmed it to Jacob for a statute, to Israel as an everlasting covenant, saying, to you I will give the land of Canaan as a portion of your inheritance. When they were only a few in number, very few, and strangers in it, and they wandered about from nation to nation, and from one kingdom to another people, he permitted no man to oppress them. And he reproved kings for their sake, saying, do not touch my anointed ones, and do my prophets no harm. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Proclaim good tidings of his salvation from day to day. Tell of his glory among the nations, his wonderful deeds among all the peoples. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods and the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and joy are in his place. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in holy array. Tremble before him, all the earth. Indeed, the world is firmly established. It will not be moved. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice, and let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Let the sea roar and all it contains. Let the field exult and all that is in it. Then the trees of the forest will sing for joy before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting. Then say, save us, O God of our salvation, and gather us and deliver us from the nations, to give thanks to thy holy name and glory in thy praise. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting even to everlasting. Then all the people said, amen, and praise the Lord. So he left Asaph and his relatives there before the ark of the covenant of the Lord to minister before the ark continually as every day's work required. And Obed-Edom with his 68 relatives, Obed-Edom also the son of Jeduthun and Hosah as gatekeepers. And he left Zadok the priest and his relatives, the priests before the tabernacle of the Lord in the high place, which was at Gibeon, and to offer burnt offerings to the Lord on the altar of burnt offering continually, morning and evening, even according to all that is written in the law of the Lord, which he commanded Israel. And with them were Heman and Jeduthun and the rest who were chosen, who were designated by name to give thanks to the Lord because his loving kindness is everlasting. And with them were Ahiman and Jeduthun with trumpets and cymbals for those who should sound aloud, and with instruments for the songs of God, and the sons of Jeduthun for the gate. Then all the people departed, each to his house, and David returned to bless his household. Amen. And so I know it's been a while since we hit this again, but the ark is back in Jerusalem, so we saw that in the last chapter. And now the ark is going to its temporary home for a season before they would build the temple. And he assigned a specific tent for this. Now, this was common because if you remember during the wilderness travels, the ark was always in a tent. In fact, they call that the tent of meeting. And so this was the typical resting place of the Lord. Remember, Ezra, when he's writing First Chronicles, one of the things that he wants to do is he wants to bring the people back into some kind of doctrinal purity. He wants to bring them back to the law of Moses. He wants to bring them back to the statutes that God had given to Moses. And so a lot of the Chronicles are dealing with that. And so we have this chapter here that will deal with precisely what you wanted to happen before the Ark of God. And the primary purpose before the Ark, remember, the resting present glory of God was the place of worship. And this is why even to this day, when we say we're going to the house of God, one of the primary things that we do is worship. And so worship is not just the 30 minutes or 45 minutes or an hour, you know, depending on what church you go to. Worship is actually the whole service. We worship with song and instruments. We worship with our giving. And we worship the Lord by the hearing and the teaching of the word. That's all aligned in that idea of worship. It's this reverence. It's this lifting up of God. And so the ark comes in, and you notice David does. Remember, I mean, this day there's a lot of offerings, thanksgiving offerings, all kinds of things. What David does, he collates all the different offerings that were placed, and he passes it out to the people so they can enjoy the fruits of God in that essence. And so he gives everyone, and the idea is that he would give these foods to the people, and what they would do is they would take the foods and they would go home and they would worship the Lord as a family. And in fact, you'll notice at the end of this, that's exactly what David does. In verse 43, he says, "Then all the people departed each to his house, and David returned to bless his household." And so it was a privilege as the head of the house to go back and you'd bring the food, the feast, and you'd go back and you would bless your family with the food, but also speak a blessing over them as you worship the Lord in that place. So he's bringing basically temple worship back into order, into a time where it was not necessarily out of order, but it wasn't really happening that well because the ark wasn't in its holy place. So he assigns certain leaders. In this particular way, he assigns the Levites. They minister before the Lord, and they thank and praise the Lord. You have to think about whenever you're coming before the presence of God, the first things, the second things, the third things that should be offering up is our praise. And it's really interesting because a lot of people these days, that when they come before the Lord, the first thing they usually do is they come with their wish list. Lord, can you do this for me? Lord, can you bless this? And can I have this? And can you touch this? And I mean, that's okay. There's a time for that, but our first mode of operation should always be worship. We should always be magnifying His name. We should always be giving thanks to the Lord for what He's done for us. And so he is organizing this kind of worship and this order of worship that he wants to take place here. And so he's got these Levites, and they're primarily ministers before the Lord. If we're gonna take that today in that regard, how important it is for leaders and for pastors to recognize that your first order of business is not really teaching the word. Your first order of business is not even intercession or praying for other people. Your first order of business is to minister to the Lord, is to worship Him, worship before Him. It's to have this holy communion with God. And it's out of that place that we are enabled to minister to God's people through the Word. We're able to pray for others. But if we don't have that going on in the beginning, if there's not that lifeline that comes from the Lord, then it eventually what it does, it leads to burnout and dryness. And you'll see this happening with a lot of people. They seem so busy in ministry, and they seem to be doing so many good works. And then after a while, they get really tired of that. How can you get tired of good works? I mean, think about that. How can you get tired of ministering to people? It should be joyful. There should be life coming out of you in that way. And the reason why is because there's not the first order of business, which is ministering to the Lord. Just think about it as a leader. Just keep this formula in mind. Before you minister to people, you minister before the Lord. And as you minister before the Lord, God gives you the energy, the anointing, the strength to minister to people. And so we got to make sure that we have that down. So the Levites, their first order of business is to minister before the ark of the Lord, and even to celebrate and to thank and praise the Lord, the God of Israel. That was job number one, first and foremost. It sounds very similar to the book of Revelation, doesn't it? When he's speaking to the church and he says, man, you have left your first love. And it's important for us to recognize that, the church Ephesus, they did everything right. But he says, but I have this one thing against you. You have left your first love. And I think that this idea, remember, again, Ezra putting order back into the people of Israel. And he says the first order of business is blessing the Lord. Before you ask God to bless you or to bless anybody else or do anything for you, the first order of business is to bless the Lord our God and to praise him, to give thanks. And so he lays these people out here, and notice their primary job, these guys particularly, their primary job is worship. Very interesting. Primary job was to worship. Was to, for some of them, to blow the shofar, the trumpets, for some of them to play the harps and lyres and musical instruments, and it was to set an atmosphere, a mode into this holy place. And remember, he says that God, he dwells among the praises of his people. The word is he inhabits the praises. He lives among them. It's not like like an incantation. We call them down, but worship invites the presence of the Lord. He's always here. I'm talking about the manifest presence of God. Not his presence as an observer, in the idea that he's omnipresent, but invites the manifest presence of God to come. It's kind of like our invitation letter to say, Jesus, come and be with us. And we recognize when worship is flowing from our hearts, it's a direct invitation to heaven for him to come down. And so he's got all the instruments, he's got the harps, he's setting temple worship in order in this place. And then he assigns Asaph, and you would recognize this name because he writes a lot of the Psalms. And so most of chapter 16 is dealing with this psalm because, again, he's setting order. This is what we're going to do. We're going to take the writings of the poetry, and we're going to offer these things up to the Lord. And so Asaph, what he does is he takes about five or six different psalms, particularly of David, and he kind of mixes them all together in this place. There's Psalm 105, Psalm 78, Psalm 144, Psalm 93, and Psalm 96, Psalm 106. There's so many psalms that are written here, and Asaph collates all these things, particularly for this first worship service in the tent. And it's all, if you recognize this, think about it, that here's your king, and that you revere and respect so much. And so you basically take from his writings and you put together this beautiful song in the first setting. In this first worship. It's quite beautiful in that way. I would hope, this is going to sound a little egotistic in this way, but I would hope that when I died or something, that maybe at my wake or things, that my wife or somebody would take, like stuff that I said, like really good stuff, the once a year kind of stuff that God gives revelation. And in the eulogy, we'll just quote some of these things. It'd be very honoring, wouldn't it? It'd be quite beautiful to use their own words in many ways to honor I mean, this particular honor of God, I'm talking about honoring man. So, you know, again, that's egotistic in that way. But there's something about that. And so that's a way of Asaph's way of honoring the king by using his own words, but it's those words that honor God. And so it's this beautiful psalm, and it's called the Psalm of Thanksgiving. And they have a lot to be thankful for in this place. They are freed. Obviously, the first thing is leaving captivity. And now the resting present glory of God is in the holy city, which they now control, and the surrounding regions around it. And the sons of Abraham now have their land holdings, which was promised to by the Lord. I mean, not fully vested yet, but, you know, enough for them to enjoy during this time. And that's really what this whole thing is about. It's about the covenant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that continues to go through. And so afterwards, so this ceremony, all these things are done away with. And then David goes, okay, Asaph, you and all your, you know, tons of brothers, you go stay in this place. And I want you to do this all the time. Like, this is going to be your full-time job for the rest of your life. And you're going to minister before the ark of the Lord. And so, so everyone else, you know, work is required. This is going to be your work, to worship God. And then he says to Obed-Edom and the other, his 68 relatives. Remember, Obed-Edom was a place where the ark was resting for a little bit of time. And so he says, for you, you're going to be the gatekeepers in this place. And the gatekeepers were the trumpet blowers. And so they weren't guards. I mean, they played that role a little bit, but it was the announcements that were coming out through them. And so that's what they were going to be doing in this place. And then he leaves Zadok and a group of people, and he sends them to Gibeon. Remember, Gibeon was where the original tabernacle was. And so so it hasn't left, and so it's kind of another station in that way, which made it a little more convenient for people to come and worship in that place instead of coming all the way to Jerusalem. And then he tells Zadok to go and stay in Gibeon and worship before and offer sacrifices in that place, which was according to the law of Moses. And so Ezra is very clear on reestablishing the ordinances and the laws that God had given Moses that had been lost for periods of time. And so we see this kind of beautiful rendition of the ark coming back in. So let's close our eyes for a moment and in this meditation, and let the Holy Spirit speak to you. Is your life, like when we think about going before the Lord, is the primary purpose worship? In other words, giving God what he wants? Or is it asking God for what we want? Is our primary purpose going before the Lord intercession? I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, of course. We should be interceding all the time. But is your primary purpose to get stuff from God? Get a blessing, anointing, favor, help at work, help at home, help at family, someone get healed, someone get saved. I mean, that's all good stuff. But is that your primary purpose of going before the Lord? Or is your primary purpose to worship before him, to give him thanks and glory and honor? Ezra is recalibrating Israel. He's using the occasion of the ark coming into the holy city to do that. I want to recalibrate Solomon's porch. And we're using this EMP service to do that. And so let the Holy Spirit speak to you. Is your first and foremost initial heart behind all this is to give thanks and lift up God? And if it's not, let's ask God to change our hearts, change our circumstances, and let that be the first thing that comes out of our mouth every morning is praise. Let it be the last thing that exits our mouth every night be praise. And let every moment in between be full of praise. in the midst of the intercession and the asking. There's nothing wrong with the asking. It's the order. Let's continue to lift him up. Let's give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercies, his loving kindness is everlasting. Let's thank the Lord for what he's done in and through our lives. Let's spend this moment of just really celebrating the goodness of God before we get into our intercessions for today. Let's just lift him up over our lives right now. Let's go to our community prayers and let's lift up our friends and family that are battling through illness, particularly cancer, and going through therapies. So let's pray for God's healing word. Let's pray for our community that are battling through illness but needs to meet with Jesus. And let's pray for a healing word. Let's also pray for that word of salvation. Let's pray for our community that are battling non-cancer related illnesses, and let's pray for God's healing. Let's pray for our community that's looking for work, and let's pray for God's open doors and his provision. go to our mission focus and let's pray for Japan and Cambodia. Let's pray for Pastor Sophia. Pray that they just had an Easter outreach. Let's pray that there will be a lot of fruit and they'll be able to follow up really well. Pray for her language studies there as well. Pray for Cambodia. Pray for Grace, her business's mission. Pray for the Holy Spirit to continue to connect her to the right people. Pray for Oasis House. Pray for Pastor Jenny Oh and the Healing Center, that they would make a huge impact in the city. Let's just continue to lift up these countries and our friends there. Let's pray for our missions council. Let's ask the Lord's hand upon them as they lead us in our missional endeavors. Particularly pray, especially as Pastor Ricky will be off to Shanghai, that God would reorder the leadership here. And let's just ask for God's hand upon them. Let's lift up our local outreach, Agape, Homi, SP Lives, Freedom, Bridge, and Recreation. Let's pray for our volunteers and our leaders that they would be strengthened, that they would really have joy as they do good works, and it would really flow out of their worship and intimacy with the Father. And so let's pray. Let's pray for the people that are helped through these ministries. Let's pray for divine connection. Let's pray that there would be a chance of sharing the gospel, not just in deed, but also in word. Well, let's just lift them up. Let's pray for SP Fam Ministries, our foster adoption ministry. Let's pray for Cadence. Let's pray for baby Sam, who God has entrusted. Let's pray for other families to sign up and pray that their just the time that they have, they would really dedicate to the Lord in this area. Let's just really lift up. Let's pray for our Friday gatherings tonight. Pray for our intercessory prayer team. Pray for the college group SPU. Pray for the youth group as they have their Friday night service, and also EG class tonight. Let's just ask for God's hand to be with us, and that we would just fall deeper in love with Jesus as a result of our gathering. Thank you. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you again for just the reminder, God, that our preeminent focus, Lord, is you. Lord, it's to worship you, God, to lift you up, to magnify your name, to exalt you, God. Lord, forgive us, Lord God, when we come and it's about me, it's about us, Lord. Help us to get it right, Lord. Help us to get our priorities straight, God. Lord, I pray, Lord, for real deep intimacy, Lord, in each of our lives, God, as we really learn what it means to truly worship you. And so help us, Lord, we pray. God, your loving kindness is everlasting, God. Lord, you show yourself to us every single day, God, how good you are, how faithful you are, Lord. God, help us, God, to continue to magnify you wherever we are, wherever we go. We thank you, Lord. Watch over us today, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your prayer time. We'll see you over this weekend.